You're listening to a JJ Mayer podcast. This is a story about a girl I met in a coffee shop a long time ago. I was working as an events photographer mostly at this point in my career. I was also shooting a lot of modeling portfolios and whatnot. It was when I was looking to really start to get into advertising through agencies and whatnot. And anyway, I was shooting this girl, and she was tall and pretty, and we were lining up a shoot, and she wanted to be a fashion model. Now, one of her friends caught wind of this, and kind of jumped the queue, put her hand up, hey, shoot me, shoot me, shoot me, shoot me. I was wondering, do you know anything about the burlesque industry? Now, I'd not long since shot the Gangster's Ball, which is one of the bigger burlesque shows that happens in Sydney every year. And so I said, sure, I know people in the industry. I'm sure I can get something together for you. Anyway, as time goes by, we sit down and we go through creating a concept. What are we going to do? How are we going to do this? So we have our initial meeting where this girl blows me away. She convinces me that she wants to be a burlesque dancer. A lot of people, you know, they're, oh, I want to do that, but they're not really keen on it. It's not their dream. But this girl lived and breathed the lifestyle. She had all the corsetry, all the lingerie. She had heaps of books on pin-up and all that sort of stuff. And she was obsessed with Dita Von Teese. Anyway, we set into a studio I was working at the time. I use the term studio loosely. This is when I was shooting out of a friend's garage. This wasn't even a big garage. It was roughly the size of the kitchen that you would find in any unit. Like, I'm talking maybe 4 meters by 5 meters. Really small space. Anyway, we put together this amazing portfolio. We create this character of who she is and really, really put together a portfolio. As time goes by again, so after the shoot, we talk, we do some things. I start talking to some promoters I know, and I get her a couple of shows and whatnot, and I actually get her paid a little bit of money, and she gets a taste for dancing in front of other people. I fondly remember video shoots and seeing her on stage covered in glitter, and glitter getting all through my van and equipment. I actually lost a camera through it. It was a lot of fun. And then she goes in a different direction. She approached one of the clubs in the city where girls take their clothes off for money. And she started working as a stripper. So there you go. I have produced a performer. Just it didn't go quite where we thought it would. Oh well, I'm sure she's happy doing what she's doing. Thanks guys, you're beautiful.